Deputy Prime Minister Jiří Čunek has become the bad boy of Czech politics. Accused of corruption and in hot water over offensive remarks made about the Roma minority, the Regional Development Minister refuses to leave his government posts, insisting that he has done nothing wrong. His coalition partners think otherwise, but there's one question they can't agree on. Who should be the one to make him leave? Daniela Lazareva has more.
The embarrassing problem of what's to be done about the controversial Deputy Prime Minister is being tossed around like a hot potato. On Tuesday, both the Civic Democrats, or ODS, and the Green Party tossed the ball into the Christian Democrats court, indicating that Mr. Čunek's resignation from government posts would be appreciated. On Wednesday, the Christian Democrats tossed it right back, refusing to force Mr. Čunek's hand. Political analyst Jan Urban says that things have come to a head and the situation will need to be resolved soon.
The whole government coalition is now looking for a face-saving formula that would allow Mr. Čunek to leave with some kind of honor and not to be thrown out. He hasn't shown too much success as a minister, and that's the main problem for the coalition, because he is chairing one of the most important ministries that is dealing with European Union funding. But I think we have to be patient, and the pressure from the Green Party and increasing pressure from the strongest government party, ODS, will sooner or later result in Čunek's resignation.
The dismissal of a deputy prime minister and party leader is a very sensitive one, especially when the governing coalition has an extremely fragile majority in parliament. Unwilling to rock the boat, the prime minister was clearly hoping that the Christian Democrats themselves would find a solution to the problem at their Wednesday conference. However, many party members voted with their feet, leaving the assembly hall so as not to have to take a stand on the issue. So why are the Christian Democrats loath to take action? Jan Urban again.
They have enough people who could replace Mr. Čunek, but each of the fractions in play is just balancing the others, and none of them wishes Čunek to leave, because then they would start to fight among themselves for more influence. And that's the main thing they want, is stability right now.
Are they not playing with fire here? Mr. Čunek has increasingly ultra-right-wing parties are expressing support for Mr. Čunek. Is this not a dangerous signal?
The party believes that they will be able to control him. Once this storm is over, I hear again and again, we will be able to maneuver Čunek to more civilized phrasing of his opinions. It is definitely playing with the fire.
Jiří Čunek has two vocal opponents within his own party, MEP Jan Březina and Deputy Pavel Severa. After Wednesday's party conference, Mr. Severa toned down his statements to the press, saying, "I've been asked to be patient. Things are allegedly being resolved in the coalition government."